Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our language learning podcast. It's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be here with you all, Ryan. Today, we're talking about something really fun and interesting that connects two of our favorite things, books and movies.
That's right, Jessica. Have you ever read a book and thought, wow, this would make an amazing movie? Or watched a film and wondered, was this a book first?
I know I have. It happens all the time, and it's always so interesting to see.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today. From books to movies, a look at adaptations. We'll explore what adaptations are and why they are so popular.
By the end of this episode, you'll understand how stories can live in different ways, and maybe even find a new favorite film or book to enjoy.
So, let's start with our first big question. What exactly is an adaptation? Jessica, can you help us with a simple explanation?
Of course, Ryan. Simply put, an adaptation is when a story that was first told in one form, like a book, is then retold in another form, like a movie or a TV show.
That's a very clear way to say it. You could think of it like cooking, right?
Exactly. Imagine you have a recipe for a cake. That recipe is like the original book.
And you can bake that cake as one big round cake. That's one way to enjoy it.
But you can also make small cupcakes from the same recipe. Those cupcakes are like the movie. It's still the same cake, still the same delicious flavor, but in a different shape.
I love that analogy. It helps us understand that the core story is the same, but the way we experience it changes.
A very famous example that most people know is Harry Potter. First, there were 7 wonderful books written by J.K. Rowling. Millions of people read them.
And then filmmakers made 8 fantastic movies from those books. The magical story is the same, but you watch it with your eyes and ears instead of reading it with your imagination.
That's right. Or think about many classic fairy tales. Stories like Cinderella or Beauty and the Beast were old stories first. They were told many, many years ago and then written in books.
Then, many years later, they became famous cartoons. And now, we even have live-action movies where real actors play the parts.
So an adaptation is simply a story that changes its form. It goes from words on a page to pictures and sounds on a big screen.
It sounds like a great way to share stories. This brings us to our next big question. Why do filmmakers like to make movies from books? Why not always invent completely new stories?
That's a great question, Ryan. One big reason is that many, many people already know and love the book.
Yes, if a book is very popular, like a bestseller, many people will want to see the movie too. It's like having a ready-made audience who is already excited.
Exactly. Filmmakers know that many fans of the book will buy tickets to the movie. This helps the movie become popular quickly.
And also, books often have amazing worlds and characters that people want to see come alive. Imagine reading about a magical castle with many towers, or a strange new planet.
Reading is wonderful because you use your own imagination to see these places. But a movie can show us these things with incredible detail.
Movies can show us things that are hard to imagine perfectly, like big battles with many people, beautiful landscapes, or strange and wonderful creatures. You can see the colors and hear the sounds.
It also allows more people to experience the story. Maybe some people don't like reading very long books, or they prefer to watch a story instead of reading.
Adaptations help these wonderful stories reach everyone. They become more available to different kinds of audiences.
It's a way to share wonderful stories with even more people around the world, whether they prefer to read or to watch.
That's a great point. So while adaptations are fantastic and bring stories to life in new ways, are they always exactly like the book? Do they change anything?
That's a very important question, Ryan. Not always. It's very hard, sometimes impossible, to put everything from a long, detailed book into a 2-hour movie.
A book might have hundreds of pages, but a movie only has a limited time. So filmmakers often have to make some choices.
Yes, they might need to change some small parts of the story. Sometimes they even have to leave out some characters or parts of the story completely to make the movie shorter.
Or sometimes they might make a character look a little different than you imagined them while reading the book.
This happens for different reasons. Sometimes it's for time, because the movie can't be too long. Sometimes it's for money, because some things are very expensive to film.
And sometimes the director, the person who makes the movie, just wants to tell the story in a slightly different way for the film. It's their creative choice.
This can be very interesting for people who love the original book. It often makes people talk about the differences.
Yes, they might ask, was the book better or was the movie better? It's a fun game to compare them and talk about what you liked or didn't like.
And the great thing is that both forms are special. Reading a book lets your imagination run wild, and you create the world in your mind.
And watching a movie lets you see someone else's amazing vision and how they brought the story to life. Both are wonderful experiences.
So, to sum up, adaptations are simply stories that move from one form, like a book, to another, like a movie or a TV show.
They help popular stories reach more people who might not read the book. And they bring incredible worlds and characters to life on screen.
Both are wonderful experiences. So, to sum up, adaptations are simply stories that move from one form, like a book, to another, like a movie or a TV show.
They help popular stories reach more people who might not read the book. And they bring incredible worlds and characters to life on screen.
We learned that while they are usually very similar to the book, there are sometimes small changes. These changes are often for time or because the director wants to try something new.
We hope this episode helped you understand adaptations better. Next time you read a book or watch a movie, think, was this adapted from something else?
And maybe try to read the book after seeing the movie or watch the movie after reading the book. It's a great way to compare and enjoy stories even more.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Language Learning Podcast.
We hope to see you again next time. Goodbye.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.